Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little Friday, 10th of May, bite-sized political podcast and the last one of the day. So settle back and relax and enjoy this one here, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below because we're going to talk a little bit about NHS. Oh, we haven't talked about the NHS for a little while. Killing fields of the NHS, that is. And I wanted to share some important information which I saw the Daily Telegraph reporting on, and that is that NHS waiting lists could take 685 years to clear. You got that? 685 years to clear. More than 7.5 million people are yet to have an operation, and the backlog is falling at less than 1,000 a month at current rates. And I'm just looking here at a chart which shows you the waiting list. The interesting one is really, I suppose, those people waiting 18 to 52 weeks to get an appointment, right? That shot up in 2020, and it's just rising. It's absolutely steamrolling it. And then the number of people waiting over 52 weeks is also now on the increase, significant increase. 2021, 22, 23, 24, you can see it going up. So basically, from 18 weeks to over 52 weeks, those numbers are growing. To put it another way, if they're ever going to get to grips with this, right, then it's going to take a long time. You could be in trouble if you are wanting to get an operation. So in fact, the rate of decline is so small, it would take 30 years to fall back to the level it was when the Prime Minister made his pledge that he would cut waiting times. So, who believes? Is there anyone out there who believes these politicians when they make these pledges? And it's the same with Keir Starmer making pledges about, oh, yes, the NHS, it's not safe in Conservative hands, but trust Labour with it. No, I don't trust Labour with it at all. I know Labour will splash much more of our taxes at it, but that's not something that I think is a good idea to you. So the truth of the matter is that the NHS isn't fit for purpose. A 685-year waiting list to clear all waiting lists is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it wouldn't be tolerated in any other system beyond that which we have. When the political class formed or created the NHS in the aftermath of World War II, it may have superficially seemed a good idea. I don't think that it was, but it may have superficially looked like that. But surely to goodness, is obvious in 2024 that it doesn't work for the majority of its patients. In fact, the main thing that the main NHS works for is the people who work in the NHS. Now, I'm going to be really fair-minded here and say I do know some people who do get excellent treatment in the NHS, and that's good, but it's patchy. It's not consistent. It's not the same, in all four parts of the kingdom. It's really not. And some of it is really, really bad. The other thing, which is actually beyond the NHS, is their waiting lists will continue to grow as the population continues to grow. And the population is continuing to grow because immigration continues to grow. And there's no chance of that slowing down anytime soon. So the NHS waiting lists, they're not going to get shorter. They're going to get longer. Maybe we look back. A 685 period to clear them is probably one that I won't live to see, or indeed any of you, or your kids, or your grandkids, or your great-great-grandkids. It's not going to happen, clearly. The NHS is, as I say, completely dysfunctional. And I know it's been weaponized and turned into a political weapon between the Tories and the Labour Party, but actually, the only people that matter are the patients. Can you get to see a doctor, get an appointment, and be seen to in an orderly period of time? And the fact of the matter is that no, you can't, not really. And to put it another way, if you're waiting more than 52 weeks to see about something, and I know that's been happening before COVID. I remember talking to a friend, an elderly friend I had, and he was 87, and he had problems with his hip. And he needed to get an operation. He probably needed to get a new hip. But they were putting him off and they were saying, give it here, take a steroid injection into your knee, or take another steroid injection into your knee. But he'd been waiting a couple of years back in 2019 to see about getting this sorted out, you know, and things have gone absolutely downhill. I mean, COVID, rather than eulogize the NHS, COVID in many ways has destroyed whatever illusions we may have retained about the NHS. You know, the NHS was a dog. You would put it down. You wouldn't waste more money on it. You wouldn't sort of celebrate it and say, oh, it's the bestest thing possible. No, in a healthcare system, the only thing that matters is the healthcare of the patients, getting it to them promptly and efficiently. And honestly, 685 years is a wee bit too long to be waiting on anything. So look, my friends, that's it from me for today. Thanks so much for downloading all the shows today. Hope you enjoyed them. And we'll speak across the weekend. Many thanks for everyone. Good night.